Hello, my friends. It's amazing to see you back at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having an incredible week. Last episode, I talked about crafting a compelling message, and today I will be talking about sharing our faith journey. To kick things off, I have a question for you. How do you share something as personal as your faith in a way that truly resonates with others? I'll tell you what, let's jump right into the exciting art of faith sharing and explore this together. We all come with our own unique histories, preferences, achievements, quirks, and dreams for the future. These elements weave together to create the vibrant wall hanging that is your life and make your story uniquely yours. So today, we're diving into a super special part of your personal journey that's uniquely yours, your testimony, or what some folks call a faith story. No matter the name, it's all about sharing a quick glimpse into your incredible faith journey. When you talk about your testimony, it's like an open invitation for others to explore who Jesus is for themselves. Real life stories are attention grabbers and have the power to touch hearts in ways that plain facts can't. Your testimony takes the gospel from just being a set of beliefs to showing its deeper, transformative impact of your own life, which is a powerful demonstration of the gospel's life-changing magic. It's so important to be honest and authentic when sharing your story. We want to make sure we're not presenting a plastic or dishonest version of ourselves. There's a wonderful passage in the Bible that captures this feeling perfectly. Matthew 5:14 reminds us, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden." Now, let's dive into Matthew 5:14 with some excitement. Yes! The first part of the verse declares, "You are the light of the world." Wow, here is Jesus addressing his disciples and, by extension, every believer today. This isn't a suggestion or a maybe. It's a powerful declaration of who we are. Being called the light signifies our role in reflecting truth, goodness, and God's glorious presence. Just like light chases away darkness, we are meant to shine brightly in a world filled with spiritual shadows. Now, let's look at the second part. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Isn't that a fantastic analogy? A town on top of a hill is clearly visible from far away. There's no way to hide it. Equally, believers are called to showcase their faith and the incredible works they do. Our lives should radiate as a living testament to the amazing transformation that comes from knowing God. Now, let's dive into something exciting, implications of this verse. As the shining light of the world, believers have a thrilling responsibility to radiate brightly. You're called to live faithfully, reflecting God's incredible character, while passionately sharing the transformative message of the gospel with everyone around you. Don't ever think about hiding your faith or blending into the crowd. Your life should stand out boldly, showcasing the brilliance of Christ's light. Just like a beacon's light up the dark, you are meant to influence your surroundings in a positive way. Be an agent of change, spreading hope, healing, and truth to those who are lost in darkness. In a nutshell, Matthew 5:14 inspires believers to live vibrant lives that clearly showcase God's light and truth, impacting the world for the better. It's a fantastic invitation to embrace your identity as a children of God and to display your faith fearlessly and openly. And let's not forget the amazing message of 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." How exhilarating is that? Now let's dive into the first part of the verse where it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ. This beautifully sets the stage for the incredible transformation that follows. Being in Christ means you're united with him through our faith. How amazing is that? It's all about forming a deep spiritual connection and truly identifying with Jesus himself. Now, check this out. The new creation has come. This is the heart of the verse. When someone steps into being in Christ, a radical transformation happens. They become a new creation. Amen, amen, amen. It's not just a change in behavior on the outside. It's a breathtaking inward metamorphosis of the heart and mind. And let's shut it out. The old is gone. The new is here. This statement emphasizes a complete break from our past. The old refers to the life we led before knowing Christ, which was marked by sin, separation from God, and that self-focused mindset. But here comes the joyful part. The new is all about the vibrant life we have in Christ. It's filled with forgiveness, reconciliation with God, and a fresh, exciting purpose. Wow. And that deserves an amen. Going forward, let's look at some exciting implications of this verse. Being in Christ isn't just about tacking on some religion to your life. It's a total game changer. It's a thrilling rebirth, a fresh start. Believers in Christ step into a brand new identity. They're no longer shackled by their past or their sins, but they're defined by the incredible relationships they have with Christ. This new creation isn't something that's waiting for the future. It's a vibrant reality for everyone who is in Christ right now. The amazing transformation kicks off the very moment someone decides to believe. In short, 2 Corinthians 5:17 shouts about the life-altering power of the gospel. When we unite with Christ through faith, we become brand new creations, shedding our old selves and welcoming a new life filled with purpose and meaning in him. So, here's the good news. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone for good. A new life has begun and is absolutely exhilarating. Every believer's story is truly remarkable and can be divided into three exciting parts: the before, then, and after. The first part is the before. Let's dive into what life was like before you encountered Jesus. This can be and encompass everything from struggles to moments of faith and everything in between. Take the Samaritan woman, for instance, who faced relationship challenges, which is found in John 4:17-8. Then there's the Apostle Paul, who grew up in the synagogue, fully immersed in his religious upbringing, which is found in Philippians 3:4-6. Regardless of whether your past experience were marked by hardship or moments of faith, this is your chance to share the details of your life before Jesus stepped in. Next is the thrilling then segment of your testimony. Here's where you recount how you embraced belief in Jesus. Your experience might have been a dramatic whirlwind or just a sweet, gentle moment. Take Paul's dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus, for example, versus the Samaritan woman's more casual but profound conversation with Jesus. Whether your then was intense or beautifully simple, this is your opportunity to explore questions like, 1, how did the gospel first come to you? 2, who shared it with you? 3, what age were you at that life-changing moment? 4, how did you feel as you heard the message? 5, can you recall the precise moment you placed your trust in Jesus? Now, for those who can't pinpoint an exact moment of becoming a Christian, no worries at all. If you grew up in a Christian home and you accepted Christ at an early age, even if you can't recall a specific moment, there was undoubtedly a turning point where you became a child of God. Think of it like physical birth. We may not remember the moment, but it certainly happened. Now, finally, let's celebrate the after aspect of your testimony. This part is all about the incredible ways Jesus has transformed your life since that pivotal then. For instance, the Samaritan woman shares her excitement, which is found in John 4:28-29. And Paul talks about the newfound hope and purpose he found in Jesus in Philippians 3:7-8. Remember, just because you have accepted Christ doesn't mean life will be a constant breeze. It's essential not to portray the Christian journey as a struggle-free existence. We will encounter challenges and tough times along the way, but that's part of the amazing adventure of faith. Sharing your testimony can feel a bit discouraging, but remember, God is right there with you every step of the way. He'll provide the perfect words to express your heart. When you share, you never know who might be listening. You, and I said you, could be the spark that leads someone to Christ. Amen. Today, I'm going to leave you with the 5 B's to keep in mind. Be clear and concise. Be specific. Be personal. Be positive. And you know what? Be yourself. Now, let's wrap this up with a heartfelt prayer. Heavenly Father, we seek your wisdom as we prepare to share our testimonies with others. I ask that each testimony resonates deeply with those who hear it. Help us remember the key moments of your grace and express them clearly, honestly, and compellingly. Give us the sensitivity to understand the needs of those who we speak to and empower us to share with boldness and love. May our words plant seeds of faith, offer hope to the lost, and lead others to the incredible transforming power of your love that we have experienced. Let our testimonies be a shining reflection of your goodness and serve as tools for your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And that concludes our vibrant conversation about the power of personal testimony. I hope you're feeling inspired to reflect on your own journey and the amazing ways God has worked in your life. Your story is uniquely beautiful and holds the potential to touch lives in profound ways. So don't hold back. Thank you for turning into the Scripture Seekers Ministry, and I truly hope you enjoyed this program. Be sure to share it with a friend. I can't wait to see you next time. May God bless you abundantly as you continue to live out your faith and dive into His Word. Take care, my friends.